going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Yeah, that guy. But real quick on the whole Maryland AD thing.
Yes, go ahead.
Because that I do want to talk about. Look, I don't know. I'm not going to act like I know this guy personally. This new guy, who he is, everything.
Scott Jamieson does apparently.
Well, that's very nice. That's good. That should help us. But I like that it's someone from outside the university. And there were some rumblings a week or so ago that they might have been narrowing in on someone who was already within the university and promoting from within. And I was kind of scratching my head at the time. Again, not that I knew anything about that person in particular, but you're in such bad shape that I think it would be wise to just get a fresh set of eyes in here. You know, it's kind of like what I was talking about with the Orioles hitting coach thing. Cody Ashey, he's been with the organization for a couple of years now. Had a different title before, but he becomes the hitting coach. What are you really changing if it's the same philosophy that's been here for a couple of years? And the same could be said for Maryland. They need something different. Go get help from the outside. If you bring someone from within, sure, they may be qualified. They're a Maryland man. They're a Maryland woman. That's all well and good. But is it really going to change anything, or is it just going to be more of the same? So as of now, I'm encouraged by this hire.
And he's got, you know, he's in the Big Ten with Ohio State. Professional experience with the Braves and the Falcons and the Columbus Crew. Basketball is going to be fine. As Damon Evans allegedly said on his way out the door, he goes, I know basketball can win. Football, not so much, but that's the moneymaker. I mean, Maryland, you make money off the NCAA tournament and Big Ten tournament. You get it. You need that NIL money. I mean, if Maryland, just both sports, could keep the DMV Baltimore kids around, they'd compete year after year after year. Football needs saving. Big time.
Yep.
And we like Mike Locksley personally, and he's been with Maryland with Ralph, and it was a dream school. Went to Towson as a player. Recruits his ass off, as we see, but never translates into wins. And that, I had season tickets for 13 years, from Vander Linden through Ralph to Edsel's first year. And the early Ralph stuff, there were 40,000 people, 30 every game. Eastern Michigan, 30,000 people. Florida State, Miami came in, it was sold out. They were playing on Thursday nights. You know what I mean? Now it's 15K. Yeah. And if there is 30,000, half of them are Penn State or Michigan fans, if not more than that. And when you look in the third quarter and you can see the M behind them goalposts, the students aren't even showing up. And that's, hey, let's go get drunk, watch sports, hang out in the end, because they serve beer now at all college stadiums. And if that place is empty, the student section, people aren't giving a bleep.
Unless you get an opponent fan base in there
that's what they're saying.
They're selling tickets. Yeah,
right. But they're not sitting in the student section.
Right, sure. Right. Yeah.
They're sitting behind that other side behind the bench. And It's brutal. And 8-5 and 7-6 and winning the mayonnaise bowl, that just ain't moving the needle anymore.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, obviously the program needs fixing, but I would say realistic fixing. the 10 win stuff and the Premier Bowls and all that, it's just not going to happen.
You could pull Indiana did it.
Right.
Hell yeah. One-off.
All right. And what's going to, I don't know enough about Indiana, but are they going to do that again this year? Probably
they
not.
Probably lost half because Cignetti brought everybody with him from JMU.
So, okay. Maybe once every 5, 6, 7 years. Yeah.
Take it.
You know,
I'm with you. Once every 1953.
That's what I'm talking about. Realistic. They should be in a bowl game every year.
No doubt.
And just be competitive. Enough of this. I mean, you want to come in and say the right things. I get it. But when Loxley said that this is going to be the best year ever and we're shooting for conference titles and everything, it's just not realistic. Set a realistic goal and the fan base won't be as pissed when you come up short of it like you do every year.
You just said it. When you play Ohio State, don't lose by 40 or Michigan. And they've actually, in fairness, competed with those two. Penn State drubs them. No matter where they play, what level of talent Maryland has, Penn State gets on them. Maybe it's Franklin's got Loxley all domed up because they work together at Maryland. They recruit the same guys. So I don't get it, but they've got to compete. And no more just competing. How about winning one of these games every night?
And baby steps.
Nolan, the thing is
don't lose by 40 this year.
Like with Indiana, you know, say you do it once every 5, 7 years. Tickets are sold out now.
Oh, sure.
Alumni are bought in. Mm-hmm. You know, NIL money's coming in. So they feel the
And Johnny Five-Star, who wasn't playing at Michigan, goes, I'll go to Maryland and get a chance to play right away.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.